This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. On a visit to Yellowstone National Park in May, Natalie Kinzel watched a baby bison carried away by the water from a herd crossing the river. Here she is telling Salt Lake City news station KUTV about the little guy.
It was just heart-wrenching because it was literally collapsing and there was no buffalo around.
She kept recording as the calf alternated between leaning against her car.
Go, little buffalo.
And standing there, shivering.
It was so pitiful. We were teary-eyed when we left.
Another tourist went a step further, putting the baby bison into his car and driving it to a ranger. After attempts to reunite the baby bison with its herd, it was euthanized. The incident reignited a question about whether humans should interfere with wild animals, a topic that longtime environmental journalist Todd Wilkinson explores in National Geographic. Todd, great to have you with us.
Welcome to the Wild West.
Well, it certainly sounds that way. This woman, she described the herd fording the river and just letting the little baby bison go as it struggled to the shore. Does this happen often for bison?
You know, it happens every spring, shortly after calving time, when mothers band together with their calves shortly after giving birth, and they're crossing swollen rivers. And every year, calves are swept down river, some to their peril. Some, they get displaced from their moms, and then nature takes its course.
So because of the location and the timing of her sighting, we know that it was the same baby bison, or guessing that it was the same baby bison that Shakil Kassam and his son thought they were rescuing. Well-meaning people taking the calf in. What is the park policy on this, and what happened?
So the park policy is interesting. If an event is caused by human beings, then they're more likely to intervene. If it's a natural event, they let their natural regulation policy take hold. And, you know, that's pretty much what happened here. An interesting parallel is that in New Hampshire, the same rules apply where if one finds a young animal that's perceived to be orphaned or abandoned, the protocol is to leave it in place. So even though one may not see a mother around, the chances are that she knows where her young animal is. And will return to it. And sometimes adult animals will move away from where their offspring are to pull predators away so that they're not as vulnerable.
What is considered human interference by the park rules?
So say, for example, that you have a raptor, say a bald eagle or a red-tailed hawk or a peregrine falcon, and it's hunting. And it swoops down toward its prey on the ground and crashes into a car. That's considered a human event. So, you know, there was a case in Yellowstone about two decades ago in which a bald eagle had its eaglets blown out of a nest. And because that was a natural event caused by a spring storm, the eaglets were left on the ground. So, you know, the rules are, and this is according to Doug Smith, who's the park wolf biologist, that this happens a lot. One thing that's really interesting in this day and age is that, as Doug Smith says, climate change is changing the rules of the game, because if we admit and acknowledge that climate change is human-caused, arguably, it could present opportunities to intervene on an almost daily basis if wildlife is imperiled.
Okay, so it seems pretty clear. You know, don't put a baby bison in your car. Obviously, there are times when it's not so clear-cut, but these are all rules that govern parks. How about the rest of the world?
You know, it's interesting. Most state fish and game agencies operate with protocols that are very similar to the National Park Service. And, you know, in some cases where a mother is crossing a road and gets hit by a car and the calf is there, there are some times where states will intervene and send that animal off to a rehab facility. However, you know, there's no better teacher for how to survive in the wild than mom. And so if you take an animal and you put it into a rehabilitation facility, often that animal will not be taught how to navigate a landscape laden with predators, as say Yellowstone is, or even in your part of the world where a young moose calf might be vulnerable to coyotes or something else. So the rules are hard. They're set in stone, but again, there are different variables. Mm.
Well, you mentioned that we're seeing more of this, or the arguments at least, on social media. And of course, this, you know, just came up with the gorilla that had to be killed by officials at a Cincinnati zoo after a child got into it. And of course, that's an animal in captivity. But is this human interference actually happening more frequently, or are we just seeing it discussed more?
Well, so parks like Yellowstone are now being inundated with record numbers of visitors. So across the spectrum, we're seeing more wildlife-human encounters. In Yellowstone in particular, the park superintendent had to send an advisory to 85 different bus tour groups. Again, a record number. Because what's happening in Yellowstone is buses will see an animal out in a meadow, the bus will stop, people will pour out, and they will run headlong toward the animal. And already this year, we've had, it really has been the Wild West. We've had bison gorings, we've had close calls with grizzly bears, we have close encounters with bull elk charging people who get too close. I think if you talk to the superintendent, Dan Wink, he'll tell you that things are really getting out of hand. And it's not helped with the fact that the park is short-staffed with field naturalists and interpreters who are out managing these quote, wildlife jams.
Todd Wilkinson, thanks for the word from the West.
Great to be with you.
Todd Wilkinson, he's a longtime environmental journalist. He covers the West for the Christian Science Monitor, also writes for National Geographic. That's where we found his article, To Rescue or Not? That is the question with distressed animal. You'll find a link to read it for yourself and to more on his new book, which is called Grizzlies of Pilgrim Creek. All that at wordofmouthradio.org.